Could be. What's wrong? Can't sleep. Give me just 1 second to wake up a little bit. Did you have a nightmare? No. Why are you having a difficult time sleeping, baby? You don't know. Do you want a hug? Does the little pet want a hug? Yeah? Come here, come here. Such a good hug. Such a big squeeze. You want another one? Yeah? Come here, come here, come here. Big, 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 big squeeze, big squeeze. Did that feel good? Yeah. So tell me, what's wrong? You don't know. About I tell you a story, like a bedtime story. Yeah, you'd like that. Do you want me to tell you a particular story? You're thinking way too hard about it. Come on. You want to hear a story you've never heard before? Story you never heard before. But still, like, fairy tale like, right? Yeah? I know. I can tell you a legend. How about it? Yeah? It's a legend from my culture. And no, it's not about princesses. It's close enough. It's about a king and a queen. Do you want to hear it? Yeah? So, this legend is called... Wait, let me just get comfy so I can tell you the story without getting distracted. So, this legend is called The Miracle of Roses. So, once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was this newly established kingdom where there was a king called Don Dinesh and a queen called Don Isabella. And for context, the words Don and Donna aren't really their names, they're like honorific titles. So, yeah, just wanted to clarify that. So, this king, Don Dinesh, he is and was known for his music. There's a couple of songs written by him. And he was overall known for being the populator. And since he was the second king, he was responsible by bringing stability to the kingdom that his father, the first king, Don Alphonse Henriques, had established. So, him, again, very focused on establishing the kingdom, focused with state affairs and all of that, there was something that slipped his mind, and it was the people from the village, that they didn't have much to eat. So, not knowing much what to do, his queen, Dona Isabella, decided to take it upon her hands and help the people. So, for a long time, she would go to bed with her king, waited until he fell asleep, and then, in the middle of the night, walk out of bed, get dressed, and go into the kitchens. She would pick up her skirt to make a little basket of it and fill it up with bread. And then, slowly and discreetly, leave the castle walls, go through a path until she reached the village. And in this village, she would open her skirt and give the people bread for them to eat. And feeling satisfied, knowing that she was doing her best to help the people, she continued to do this night after night after night, going to bed with her king, waiting for him to fall asleep, sneaking out of bed in the middle of the night, and walking to the kitchen to fill her skirt with bread to give it to the villagers. Until one night, she did as always, waited for her king to fall asleep, snuck out of bed, got dressed, and walked to the royal kitchens. And after filling her skirt with bread, she walked out and immediately saw the king. The king, growing suspicious of the queen leaving her bed at night, fully dressed, he looked at her and asked, "My queen, my love, what are you doing outside of bed at this night? This late in the night, getting startled?" Don Isabel, the queen, covered the bread and closed her skirts and said, "My king, my love, I just simply could not sleep, so I decided to go to the gardens and have a nightly walk." Still suspicious of her queen, he asked, "But my love, you just came out of the kitchen. What were you doing there?" In a panic, she looked at him and said, "Well, while walking to the gardens, I just felt hungry, so I decided to go into the kitchen and make me some food, just to grab a piece of bread and eat." Still suspicious of her, he looked and said, "Well, you should have woken up the cook to make you something." Starting to feel more confident, the queen simply laughed and said, "Well, my love, my king, I wish not to disturb him. I just needed a light snack, and the bread I ate was enough. So I'm off to the gardens." Still suspicious, the king looked down, seeing the queen holding up her skirt. It filled with something. He just looked at her and asked, "But what is in your skirt, my queen? Are you hiding something from me?" Flustered, not knowing what to say or do, the queen said, "Well, they are, it's nothing, my king." The king, starting to get upset with her, ordered her to open the skirt and show what she was hiding. The queen, not knowing what to do, knowing that this would definitely end up being bad for her, she had no other choice but to open her skirt and show him what was in. And taking a deep breath, she closed her eyes and opened the skirt. Looking inside, the king was just confused and asked, "My queen, my love, why do you have roses in your skirt?" And she said, very confused, looking down at the skirt, "There being roses instead of bread." She looked at him and said, "Oh, my king, I picked up these roses to decorate the altars. And, I got so hungry while doing it, I went to the kitchen and grabbed a bite." Still suspicious, not knowing what to do with this, the king just sighed and told her to finish her walk and go straight to bed, that he was too tired for this and needed sleep. She looked at him, bid him farewell, and walked into the garden. After knowing that she was no longer being seen by him, she sneaked out of the castle and started walking down the path to the village. Not knowing what to do now, she didn't have the bread anymore, but instead a skirt full of roses. She looked down, still confused, and out of nowhere, a bright light appeared, and the roses turned into bread again. And still confused, but not really questioning, she just thanked whoever helped her, got into the village, and gave bread to the people, and walked back to bed in her castle. You still asleep? You already asleep? Well, I'm gonna still keep talking a little bit more. This is actually a very interesting story. That queen later was sanctified. It is now known as Saint Dona Isabella. Isabel. Oh, I'm feeling very tired myself. And you're already asleep, so might as well also go to sleep.